Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. I'm feeling a lot better today than a lot of the days. My mind is diligently thinking. And I'm realizing that the more I journey on the issues or the condition of the human breakdown, the multiple things that have occurred, and they are suppressed, I am, as it were, in a state of mind that it affects me so much that what is helping me is that there is no other resolve than to stay the course and adapt. And the attitude, the positive attitude I'm talking about, is one that weighs the information I am gleaning from the right source of history. And if anyone out there who think that, okay, who say you have the rights out of history? Well, you tell me. I'll tell you if you probably don't know what source of history I am calling right source of history. Right because of my judgment, my wide reading that is based on World History Textbook. In this case, I have two World History Textbooks. I mean, the big, major size textbook. One is Prentice Hall, and one is Glencoe World History Spilvatek, and the other source that I read, surprisingly, you may think, is the King James Bible. The King James Bible is not a certified book by any authorized academic historians, neither any teacher reviewer. I mean, it's shocking, isn't it? But it is shocking, and it shouldn't be shocking. And when we understand the issues that are causing problems, the Bible is one of the sources that when you understand what the Bible is saying, you will be shocked to discover certain things that the Bible wrote to be positive. And when you find out, it's just a homosexual writing you're reading. Has nothing to do with a civilized person. It only has to do with the wastage of white people who now we think to be nice Christians. White people are not coming from any historical origin that tells that they are civilized people. That's what we must know. Cannot be afraid of that. They are not civilized. They are coming from ape and primates origin. The first humanoid species from about 3.5 to 4 million years ago. They are evolved creatures. There was no God at all creating them back then. I mean, as we know it in the Bible. Bible saying that God created Adam and Eve, and Adam and Eve is coming from the story 200,000 years ago. You understand that? There's a lot of things we are just not aware of why our world is in the state it's in. For folks who are in my state of mind from I was, 7 years of age until, you know, I was close to 60 years of age when I began to realize words and messages convey by words. I begin to become very sensitive about that. So now, you know, for people who would, you know, who would question, let's say, things that I say. Although I'm not finding a lot of people who question what I say because they are afraid of it. They don't know of any information that they are certain they can stand ground on. So I am not having that kind of problem. And I know for quite some time now that the trajectory of my mind and towards, well, by information that I am reading and wherever knowledge come that is usable, I realize that there is nobody out there that is likely to start reasoning from the point of view I began to examine words and how critical it is to maintain a proper, let's say, argument. You know, to whether you start the argument, which is really very, very important, the origin of an argument, or if you join in an argument after it was going, well, there's always appropriate ways of doing these kind of moves. However, working by the rules, I realized my honesty in handling any situation in communication line, as far as the truth of what is being said is concerned. So I discover that the inner discomfort that I feel in my interest to get rid of certain things that comes into my mind and certain emotions that comes and affect my mind, I realize that it is taking a certain amount of time before I am gaining ground, whereas I can, when I internalize my examination of myself and notice, say, few months or few years ago, what I was struggling with and what I am struggling with now. And let's say, even shorter space of time that I examine of myself is to see how, you know, how fragile and, you know, less than, you know, the power that I should sense of myself. And sometimes some of these negative human emotions are something that you just don't feel a overcoming force. Like you're standing tall. You like, you know, for sure. I mean, well, you have your conviction for a long time, but no. When you start to feel certain kind of a human emotions and all kind of foolishness, your focus. You know, it is a delicate thing to deal with your humanity. But you have got to have something. You have got to have a desire. You have to want to be. It's something that, you know, certain time in your life, you just don't know exactly how to formulate that kind of thought and pursue psychologically to a higher sphere of life. And over and over, I have gone through that experience and know that, okay, you didn't feel so good yesterday, you feel very cranky yesterday, but now you, by thinking and looking in the direction for a higher effect of my desire, to gut out those kinds of thinking and feeling that I can do well without them. But when they come down on you and stuff like that, or let's say like our sexual hormones, are very, very dangerous. And I need not hush up about this, because it's just the fact, and people are dying, and a lot of things are going in the wrong direction on a worldwide level, on a societal, territory. That things are going bad. And if you look, everybody is into sex. Everybody is into sex. Whatever is making the world corrupt, sex is at the bottom of it. Why is it that sex is so hard to control? Sexual desire and our conduct that is sexual. The seriousness of sex is underrated. We do not rate the seriousness of a sexual act. We are not close to being aware and conscious of sexual acts. See what people do? They kill. Men kill women, just have sex with them, it's not like the woman was asking for trouble. It's like men go out of their way to connect with women and deceive them and behave like they are somebody good and stuff. And then the next thing you find out that, no, these guys are serial killers or something like that. So, I realize that, I am a man like every hybrid human. I'm not like white men who are sodomites from millions of years ago, his ancestry's blood. So we African people, we cannot talk from their perspective, right? So we are different species, and we don't have the same taxonomic energy inside of us. Our brain is not like white people's brain, and they will lie and tell all kinds of lies. Like they know about the biology and stuff like that, or the difference between why a lot of people, white people, not a lot of people, but just say white people in general, why they have so much homosexual babies. You see what I mean? And why they leave their own habitation where they were born and raised for at least the last 1.5 million years. I know it's more than that, about 3.5-4 million years. But let's talk about where they are now when they left Africa and go up into Europe and Asia. You talk about, what were they like? right? They're homosexual from way back in time, millions of years. And they're still the same now. And what they did has corruption and what has destroyed the African sapien people. It destroy everything and they use it and destroy our consciousness of civilized life. Really. So though we are civilized on the inside, what they do, they come in and corrupt the Neanderthals. And then next, us, the hybrid. Neanderthal was not hybrid. They were pure sapiens, wise sapiens. That's what they were. They didn't speak a language. But they were good looking. And these, white people, that the Bible that we are read, that we need to dump before you dump it, read it good. And you will find out exactly what you believe in, because it's not a knowledge book. And you can't tell me when the Bible says that your mind must be unnatural to understand the things of God because they are spiritually discerned. If you say that is okay, well, I'll tell you. You need to take a good dictionary and perhaps go see a psychiatrist, because there is no way a psychiatrist will tell you that you will understand better when your mind is unnatural. Well, what if you ask, what am I to do to make my mind unnatural to understand the Bible better? How do I make my mind unnatural? And then start finding out something. You may start finding out what the problem is, because no mind whatsoever, whether it is lower animals or it is the uncivilized white people them mind or the hybrid. The hybrid. Sapiens mind. The mind of any creature cannot operate the way it's supposed to unless it is natural. When they write that in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 2, when I come to realize that, I realize that, oh, you know what? We are in the worst shape that we ever can. It's like, you know, you start drowning and you can't save yourself. And eventually, if you're not able to, if you don't have what it takes to save yourself, you'll drown. And that's it. The amount of things that I am finding, both in the world, is the textbook, my friends. The amount of help I am getting from the world history textbook. It's not the Bible. I am resolved totally. I don't have another option than to keep on reading and discovering, because, you know, it's as though I just begun to see things. And to know that these white people that we have here and talking about them, they are government. And to some people, it's all right. To some African people, because we don't know no better. Our brain is gone. Cerebrum, cerebellum is gone. You can talk about money and all kind of different issues to African people. But you can't talk to them about making a distinction between A.D. Anno Domini and B.C. or BCE. BCE world is before AD Anno Domini. Before Christmas. Before Jesus. Now tell the difference between these two different eras. One is the past and one is present. Now, what do you know about the past world of people that lived before our time? How many years of that went on before our time? Think about it. And what you know about that time. Listen, it seems like it's impossible to think that white people going to have to take up their fucking stinking ass and go back to where they come from for real. It doesn't matter what they think and what they are doing, they got to take up their basket and go. When it comes to what you read in the Bible about what white people have done, and who is behind the Bible anyway? Talk about prophets. I mean, from where? It is time, my friends, at least for me, to face the peril of our time and speak the truth. Speak the truth. Because right now, I know about my blindfolding growing up as a child and believing the Bible and believe that what I think about as the world, that's all there is. The Black Talk Radio has been doing their best, and Twitter have been doing their best to impede, to prohibit the truth about the human civilization. They have not lost an opportunity to do things to keep African people from knowing the truth about themselves. And I'm simply saying the time has come that has to stop. It looks marvelous and looked like, I mean, dreadfully unnatural. How could they get to do such things that my parents were Christians and they don't know A from B? What is Christianity opposed to polytheism? They don't know, and these are nice people. They are nice people. I now just want the help of the gods who set things up and know fully well what was going to happen. There's just no way that they didn't know. They saw it even before they left. They left us. But they give us everything we need. Government. Now, which of us today know about the government of our creators? There's hardly any of us that know that. We think to be a Christian is the most important thing for your life, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus never existed. The Bible itself tells you that. One straight citation right now, you find St. John 6:15. St. John 6:15. Right? And I probably can get it from Google too. Alright? If you think I am lying to you, I'm not. All right, it is St. John 6:15. Let's see what it says. John 6:15. When Jesus therefore perceived, when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come take him by force. Listen well. St. John 6:15-21. Jesus, knowing that they tended Jesus, you know, that you're trusting in. Jesus that you said died for your sin. This is talking about an action, supposedly, according to the Bible. This is something that actually happened, that I am telling you has nothing at all to prove that this was a happenstance, say, 2,000 years ago. It's a lie. So first of all, there is no nothing in the Bible itself, nor in any history about the period of time where Jesus, according to the New Testament, does not produce nothing, neither in history or the New Testament, produce any writing which proves a Jesus Christ character did exist. It's a lie. These fucking white people, they don't care about writing those lies in the Bible. They don't care. They don't care that I grew up, let's say, you know, from my mother's womb, and physically, since my birth, age 7, I want to be a part of the church. That would teach me the Jim Jones school aid. You see what I mean? They don't care about us growing up and turns fucking ass people like them. They don't care. And a lot of people might think that, why is this guy so ferocious? It is because of what I'm telling you is happening, not just to me, but millions and maybe in the billions of people. These crocodile, whole bunch of nonsense being written in the Bible by these ape-like white people. Them who seek to be civilized. They want to be civilized. And the whole story is there to tell us what happened 100,000 years ago. 100,000 years ago. What happened to us? That now we are reading a Bible and said Adam and Eve were, you know, cursed in a garden because God, you know, they disobey God. What really happened? It's not what the Bible is saying. It's a waste of time and degrees beyond just merely saying waste of time. Right? Think about how many African people receive the gospel of 4 epistles in the New Testament. Receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. I am sure, just like what happened in my experience, I never have a resting place. I never have a peace of mind in this Jesus, but I believe it. If I can tell you that I find a coherent justification for my belief in my belief in Jesus, I would be lying. But I can tell you, I believe it though. Because what it takes to believe something you don't know, just stupidity. Stupidity. And today, you can see what it gained the white people. Kind of an act. I mean, give me a word that will justify, you know, make me feel like, oh yes, I'm talking. I want a word that describes these people for doing these kind of stuff. The difference between between BC and AD. If you want to know what happened in the past, you have to begin to think backward. Because you have to count backward now to understand time in the past and stuff like that. Now, how many of us understand exactly what the BC world was like? How many of us as Africans know by learning that civilization began at a certain time in the world, and that it did not begin with white people who are hominid from 3.5 to 4 million years ago. It didn't start with them. It is very clear that they began as ape-like and primates. But by now, you can't learn that by listening to what they are writing and claim that they are a government and governing the world. That's what they want. This is the position they want. We don't care about the history that tells us about ourselves. And, you know, I mean, it's just like you just allow somebody to fool you and take away your life-earning cash from you. And you don't know what, how come you turn over everything you have to earn. You will know they tell you certain things and you believe them and stuff. And then you give them the key, you give them everything that you have. And you do not know. You're bewitched. You don't know how. How come you do that? Basically, that's, you know, about what has happened to us African people. We here today, we are born into the problem. So they were here to greet us with a Bible and church. They lay waiting for us because they need to get rid of us. The offspring from the sapien subgroup. They need to, like, you know, put the restriction on our thinking, and the Bible and the church is what furnish us with basically what I would just say Jim Jones Kool-Aid, because that's what the Bible is. So, I just told you a while ago, nothing happened in the world for a Jesus to come in the world. Nothing at all. And that's what these white people, sodomite white people, that's what they bring come to us in the Western world after we left Africa and come here. After we established ourselves almost 100,000 years ago, here come these sodomites. But they have done their own work. They have done their own work. And that's the reason why, I don't know what kind of a view you look at our human world with. But I can tell you, when you see sodomite people bring themselves and talk about they have law to, you know, to run government and to control every single thing, that they were not able to control 1.5 million years ago in Europe. They were not controlling anything because they weren't civilized. They were not even talking. Why do I tell you about 100,000 years ago? What they did 100,000 years ago. So I am telling you now, when I'm reading about civilization, it has taken me a while for me to understand about civilization, you know. But guess what? Because I am reading at a level that allows me to understand things, issues. I'm not a great reader. I have a lot of impairment that would, without those impairments, I could be a serious reader. Yeah, but I learned to stammer. I learned to be stammer because I wasn't able to get out my words the way I'm supposed to. So if I sound like I am stammering, then it sounds like it's just my natural limitation. But that's not the way I always spoke, you know. So I stutter naturally to make my lacking don't sound, you know, shameful. So nobody's going to blame me for stuttering because, you know, it's a natural, it's like a natural problem. So what I'm trying to tell you now, when I'm reading now and, for example, since I was not taught the truth as I, like we African people do believe in the Bible, now that I'm reading, you know, what I, it's like the Zechariah Sitchin book, Genesis Revisited, and he is revising the nonsense that they write about Adam and Eve in a garden. And the only thing that is going to keep you from learning the truth is not having confidence in words. Yeah, if you don't have confidence in words and you just believe in Jesus and stuff like that, and you really cannot tell, you think by now that believing in Jesus is all there is to do. Just believe it. Believe the report. And there is no report that you are believing in. Because how was this Jesus of Christianity be a Jesus of Nazareth? How? You show me. You tell me. It will never happen. And somebody come and just speaking, what they call it, there's a word. What is the word? This word, capricious. I'm not sure if I have it right, but you say, given to sudden and unaccountable charges. Right. It's like fickle, inconstant, changeable, variable, unstable, mercurial. Wow. All right. So what is the meaning of capricious? Let me tell you what is the meaning of capricious. Define capricious. And it is saying that it is saying, what is an example of capricious? And it says, the definition of capricious is someone or something that is subject to a sudden unpredictable charges. An example of capricious is someone who decides they didn't want to go somewhere while already on the way. Okay, so that's something wrong. Capricious behavior. What is a mercurial man? Who do you use? What? How do you use caprice? Man's probable action or calculation by law of reason, but their performance is usually the result of caprice. So, caprice, he was an outlaw, hunted and despised, depending on his life, on the caprice of a fickle-minded woman. All right, so it is showing a very great deficiency in thinking, where you are producing actions, not coherently structured in your mind. So if you're thinking that you would not go somewhere, but quickly you are on your way going there, well, it means that there is something wrong with the order or the coherency of your mind. You don't have control over thinking and conduct. All right? What I'm trying to say to you is this, is that this Jesus that we are thinking about, the Bible is saying that Jesus died for our sins. And before he died for our sins, there are a lot of writing in the Bible, the four gospels and other epistles. And we believe them. We grow up and believe them. So you think about, you believe in something that you have a far, far away distance of knowing anything about what you believe in. You don't have a class to learn about it. And if you go to Sunday school classes and listen to a lot of preacher preaching, they are preaching to you nothing that is set on a truthful ground. There's nothing in the Bible about Adam and Eve in the garden. And these white people are, you know, the lies in the Bible about Jesus. It's not like it has a little thing in there that you can make you, you know, I mean, live a good life with it. No. It's a criminal thing that we can never get over unless we come to know the truth. So this Jesus that we believe in, we African believe in, were made up by the white people. And you may hear a lot of people say white people didn't make anything because they don't read and know anything enough along the line of what I am talking about. So anybody out there want to talk to me. I give you the number quickly here before I go further. 347-850-1358. Right, and I tell you, I'll entertain you in a brief moment. Anytime you set your presence here, it's just that a lot of folks not get drawn to the kind of issues that I get into, but I want people to join in there. You see, because pretty soon, you may have the President of the United States knocking on your door. You know what I mean? They're not going to knock on my door because they know the easiest way to lose your ground on what you're depending on is to talk to somebody who knows what you are about. And I can tell you that you probably don't hear my name out there as one of those, you know, popular people out there. But I have assurance that there are a lot of people around the world who listen to what I say. They have their work cut out for them to start reading and find out if this guy is a madman, or they are. They are. Because I have a brother with a PhD in England, you know, big time. He used to work for the BBC as well. But he has a PhD. And he writes books. But he's writing about, like, one of them I'm not supposed to forget talking about sister praying in power and something along that line. Look, you know, this is not a simple nonsense that I'm talking about. This is a nonsense that affect my life from I was a young kid. I mean, begin to become conscious of my surrounding, that I would say I want to be a part of the church. At 7 years of age, I can't read. I have nothing. You know what I mean? But it's like I am respected because, you know, I am a Christian. For what? So I'm saying to you now, I am reading serious things in the world. It's a textbook. You don't have any reason to put aside the world is a textbook for consecrating yourself in the Bible. Because, look, you don't have anything to gain, but everything to lose when you substitute the Bible. When you I'm going the opposite way. The way I want to go in is when you substitute the world history textbook for the Bible, you have your soul and everything else to lose. It's not a joke. It's what I have come to find out. And if you read that book that I wrote, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man, Never a Sinner. you want to be a sinner, you want to accept that you were born a sinner. Isn't that it? That's what the Bible says. But I'm telling you, there is nothing that go like that. When we have these white people who scam us long before we ever come to birth, and we remain in that state of mind by accepting that Jesus died to save us, and it didn't take me a long time to realize it's not true. Reading the Bible, the fact that I'm reading with an awareness of the words that is used in the Bible, I come to know when something is upside down. Who would want to tell me that it is because I have a natural mind, and the natural mind, you know, cannot see the things of God? It is a natural mind that sees everything positive and negative. So when they're telling you in the Bible that your mind is natural, and it doesn't occur to you that your mind was created natural. See? Now, which person out there is able to call me and give me some conviction? You know, because I'm open to it. I lean on words. I rely on words. Talk to me, and you're going to use words the way they are supposed to use to correct what's wrong. You shouldn't be afraid to talk to me. As long as you are somebody with at least my level of education, high school, and a little paralegal, okay, you can talk to me, because you can get me. You can convince me by word usage. If, you know, I mean, if somebody just listening to you and just don't really know some of the words you're using and just surrender to what you say because they don't find what to defend themselves, that's not a good position for that person to be telling you, okay, I agree. Although I may have something to gain or you may have something to gain when somebody just cave in to you, but it's not fair, because we should want what is fair for that person as well as yourself, right? And not be a crook. All right. I'm not into like trying to run off with a victory that is not mine. No. I have a contentment that does well for what is mine, not what is yours, and I take it for me. No. You see? Look, white people want us to think. The Bible is the word of God, because Adam and Eve sinned in a garden. Where do they get this story from? Where white people get this story from about Adam and Eve in the garden? Do you know? Did they tell you in the Bible the piece of geography where Adam and Eve was created by a spirit God? Do they tell you that? No, they don't. If they did, I would know. Because I started out early in the church, and besides that, when I grow into adult, I become conscious and start to read and making sense based on the words them in there. And biologically speaking, you can't do well at anything when your mind is unnatural. Nothing at all. And if it happens to you differently to what I am saying, call me and explain it to me. How you are living this great life because your mind is natural. Explain that to me. I would really like to know. All right. What I'm saying to you now, my friends, I'm looking at a whole lot of picture graph and a lot of physical existence that, like a building now, I am looking at with a whole bunch of bricks. You know, this is back in history through architecture, right? Not talking about archaeological finding now. We're talking about a building standing up. And this architecture don't belong to civilized human beings. It belongs to the civilized Elohim gods, the Anunnakis. And the church is about virtually changing the perception of our minds to not accept that these architectural buildings are for real. The church turn us against that. I can tell you because I feel it in my own mind and my emotion. When I only believe in Christianity, things like these affects me like it's folly. Why? I don't have anything close in my mind as a distraction. Okay? So you look at this and it says restored. History through architecture. Restored ziggurat at Ur, U-R, in 2100 BC. This would want me to think that no reality is in this. Right? But it's a history, a record of the past. And it is telling me about before Christ. 2,100 years. That is way back, you know, in the Bronze Age. It's back there, right? And it says, at the top of a ziggurat. This is an architectural building, was a shrine which only the priest and priestesses could enter. Desire, what? Described the technology and resources needed to build a ziggurat. I look and think now back in that time when society that you read about is not like what we have here today. When you read about the Sumerian cities, you read about the emergence of civilization. You read about the civilization begins in Mesopotamia. Yet still, you know that these white people, you know, for their education that they have, how they come by the education, do you know? We don't know that. We don't know how they come to talk because it is clear in our history textbook that they originate first on the ground. There was no other human being like them. I mean, it means there was nothing else. You don't know when there is nothing else. It's just like you're born and you grow up and you say your father dead and your mother is still alive. You don't know your father. No matter what anybody do, they can show you a picture of your father, but he's dead. He's not going to blow a breath on you at all and kiss your lips as your little one. No. Because he's not around. Well, I can tell you that I'm reading the history about the Sumerians. And these white people, if you know what they have done to change the world into sodomy, you would shock. You would shock. And this is not a good time for African people to be shocked, because we don't have much going for us in our head as it is. Besides, you can go to school and you learn and get a degree from university and stuff like that. By the way, I mean, getting university certificate, you know, you feel it good, because guess what? You'll be able to earn and make some money, but the spiritual part of your life is gone. Although you have education and you're making money, but the spiritual part of your life that got you here on earth as a civilized person, you don't have any sense of your civility. So now these white people have turned you into a fool to go to their institution and learn to read and write. And, you know, your arithmetic and stuff like that, you know, make, you know, come out all right. I mean, I think seldom you would give in to certain things too, that, you know, if you go to these, what they call Roman institutions, you don't come out all right. So you may be able to make a good living and stuff like that, but everything in your life is devoted to food, clothes, car, you know, a house, and stuff like that. You don't have a cosmological sense. And church is the highest establishment for you. And Jesus died for your sin. And you will never know as long as you read the Bible. Although you have university education, but you won't read and see there was no Jesus at all. Because how can you go back now to whatever history we have pertaining to time 2,000 years ago, what African people were in Palestine? What sense do you have of them in Palestine? You read real history like James Sparks' book, a little book by James Sparks, I can tell you, to read about that place, because it will tell you exactly how these white people go in as Romans into Palestine, right? And all they were doing were exercising the liberty Africa gave to them to overthrow a king in Italy and go to take over Palestine. It is the act of our own governmental people in Africa. Look good into what I'm saying and see if you have ever heard Africa making any being any advocate for African people, and as pertaining to the amount of atrocities that the white people have been doing with the military that they gave to them. Africa gave the military to these fucking ass white people who now call themselves Romans. And Africa don't say anything. Now, talking here, and, you know, the next thing I know, Black Talk Radio is going to, like, tune out my mic, so I want to stay here and go through the motions. And I will, until the time is right, still sit here and speak to the computer whilst they're out there fucking ass and turning off the mic. Because guess what? I know that the plowman don't continue to plow and don't sow. I know that. You see? And when he's reaping, he don't use his cartwheel and destroy, you know, the crop that he's reaping. Okay? I know that. What I'm saying to you now is our history that tells us about how life come about. These white people are dedicating to tell us that nothing don't go so. That's what they're doing with the Bible. It's really telling us that we don't have a hybridization creation in South Africa. Although they are using our history to write a bogus story about Adam and Eve in a garden. I just see now like a little window pop up here on my computer. Cutting Russia's ties. Cutting Russia ties. Dozens of companies reduce Russia business amid war in Ukraine. Now, for a lot of African people, I bet by now, almost all of us think that this war going on in Ukraine by Russia, think that we have something to do with it. In other words, you know, we are on a certain side. Which side are you on? This war that they're fighting here, a white people war. Okay? 100,000 of years ago, interbreed our ancestors and get talking babies. And of all kind of different nations over the world with our blood in there. Okay? What I'm trying to say to you, it is my concern to bring about the issue of history, issue of why we are allowing and that we are not to allow them by joining in their church. They are the ones that did the atrocity to us, and today most of us don't have any awareness of what they have done, but it is here in history, and they have taken our brain down to so low where we even read it and can't tell there was no Jesus. There was no Adam and Eve like they are writing in the Bible. It's not for us. Okay? So, I realize that the more I think about these things, my friends, I realize it's the right thing for me to do. Even if I feel tired like I'm going to drop and dead and stuff like that, I'm going to drop and dead just that, because guess what? I don't want to get up and feel good and doing all kind of a jackass stuff. No, so I want to feel right. I want to behave right in the way that I choose with the truth I want to settle in myself. You see what I mean? I want to feel good with it. It's like, you know, I want the whole thing. I want the whole package. You see? So it's not easy to transform yourself. You see the amount of work these white people do to establish Christianity? You can use it in the World History textbook. How they make up a Jesus. Okay? And Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus called 12 men and stuff. These white people make up those stories. And I'm sure that it's hard for us to understand that. Because it takes me a long time because of my sincerity believing in the biblical words, issues. When I take words seriously and look at the chronological sequence of what is being written and find out that, you know what, we are drugged to believe into foolishness for righteousness and for the glory of God. That's what we are given. So now, you bet, I know I am equipped to stand up to an argument about this. That's why I wrote the book, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies. Okay? Because I'm not a writer. Like I told it in the book, I'm not somebody who is trained to write. No. But in whichever way I can formulate my thoughts and put it on a piece of paper and somebody can, look at the thing and, what they call it, ghostwrite, for me. But I don't know if it's exactly ghostwriting, but, an editor will have to, fix my thing where somebody understand me, not understanding anybody else, but my thoughts. Yeah, that's what happened. That's how I get bamboozled. I write it with, pen or pencil or something like that, a whole bunch of paper I wrote it on. And then someone was, patient enough to fashion it. And I'm telling you, it takes me quality time to begin to realize some of the follies that these white people have written in a Bible. They're not supposed to be here with no Bible. They're not supposed to be on our territory, being for the only reason, if there is the only one, well, it's the only outstanding reason. They are faggots. Where is the textbook? Put that. They and us don't belong to the same species. They don't belong to where we are in all kind of way. So how do they come in here and want to say they have government and laws to control us? They don't have anything. It's just for someone to find out and confront them and say, hey, you're ordered to go back to where you come from. Otherwise, you're going to have some serious problem from above and underneath your foot. All we need to do is change our wrong views and remorse over what has happened, because a lot of us just born here, we don't do nothing and stuff like that. But we sure have ancestors who walk out of the way, right? And this interbreeding, we are doing it today voluntarily, and we're not supposed to do that with these white people who have done such vicious thing, and now their offspring are coming and behaving like they are good people. It doesn't work like that. It just don't work like that. Everywhere you go, you see African people are sabotaged by white people. Sabotage. Whether you are a surgeon, whether you are a boxer, Muhammad Ali was a great boxer. And so were many others. And look at what the white people have done with them, simply because they have gotten into a position where they found a way to talk without evolving in a natural way. Evolution did not bless them with tongue to speak, but they found a way. And that is the history. You probably be afraid of it. You probably you know, doubtful of what I'm saying, but it is the history I am telling you. I'm not coming up with something because I want to get some money from you. Surely I do not. I don't tell you that I'm trying to sell you anything. I tell you about, aside from the book that I wrote, Bamboozle Besieged by Lies. But listen to what it says. That in and of itself is to preserve you in your own sanity. When you find out that you are Adam and Eve is not true, go and read about Adam and Eve in Sumerian history. Don't read about Sumerian in the Bible, because the Bible don't have not even one signature academic person in history to say it is an authentic book. Adam and Eve were created, and this is the place where the Spirit God created them. You don't see that in the Bible. But I am telling you that these white people, I'm not talking about, you know, every one of them walking in the street. No, it's not what I mean, because a lot of them are, you know, beyond themselves mentally, just like a lot of African people. Because, you know, I mean, we mingle with them now and so forth. So they're talking and we, you know, it's like no difference between them and us. And unless we come to that clear distinction that words have to impart to us, when something is right from when it's crooked. And if you believe what is crooked and think it's right, you may never get out of that thinking and find a way to live your life based on crookedness, and you don't even know. Okay? These folks know what Adam and Eve is. Okay? They know about the 200,000 years. I mean, it's in history, man. Come on. And South Africa, now you have scientists now, for real, not sodomites, go into South Africa, the tip of South Africa, where the first civilization came and functioned in a mission. Okay? And I touch on this, let me just tell you a little about this research from International Research Society, WordPress. I have the link here. It's in my chat room. You have some time. You can come here and get this link. Come here anytime. And you don't have to spend no time here. Come here and take this link with you. And it is a very grandiose information, where these scientists go in, and I will read some of this to you so that you know. Of what transpired in the past. And, you know, they come and these white people come and make up this church and spread the church them all over the world so that we would be biased against anything else anybody set up in the world. But the thing is, if you understand time, when things happen and when things did not happen, that is one thing that will help us. If we are not all that deluded, but able to understand when you have your first child opposed to the third one and the fourth one or the second one. We are supposed to know certain things, my friend, so that we can spot lies and confusion when people set us up. And that's what the Bible is. Lies and confusion. Criminality. That's what the Bible is. Okay? And they're using our ignorance to keep them in business. So I'm going to tell you now about what our endurance is from these white people. What I'm going to tell you, these white people don't want this story about African people to go out. Right? Similar to Twitter that has my tweet on appeal for almost 3 years in another 19 days. It will be 3 years that Twitter does not respond to my tweet. They cannot tell me how I am violating their community, their standard, their community standard. I am an African. They are not. And when I talk issues about our settlement in the Western Hemisphere and that we are a people under government, long ago, long before they start talking, of course they were hominids long time before everybody come here, but they were never civilized. Right? So, and what caused them now to be here talking and bombing up the world? It is because of their origin, their uncivilized origin. We didn't have to do anything to anybody to be talking and do what we do as civilized things. We were created this way. These white people were not created the way they are. You can't even see their monkey face that they had before they interbreed our sapien Neanderthals. You see what I mean? It's far-fetched for us to understand, but my friends, so as I was, not knowing and would be afraid of what somebody's saying if I don't read it. I expect a lot of people to be in that position. But remember now, if somebody's telling you something, you know, for you to like trace the two ends of the rainbow, then that's a waste of time. I am not saying anything that you have to trace the end of the rainbows to find out, that you will never find out. When I tell you what my experience is from a child, 7 years old, talking about what I have experienced and the falsehood that has wrecked the lives of African people and at the hands of the white people. Not a joke. It is at the hands of white people. And they may say, well, it's not them that do it. Well, we are in the same position. It's not us that get direct attack from them, but it is their ancestors attack us. So they will have to live with the legacies that their ancestors give to them. Our ancestors don't really leave us anything because what we have, they allow these sodomite white people to take it all, right? And we now must face with the knowledge process of getting rid of sodomite, apes, okay? And primates, origin. That's where you all come from. That's what the World Institute says. You now want to come here, and that's what you have done, and decide that we never had anything. But the history don't say that. In Rome, right now, there's hardly anybody who understands why sodomite Pope Francis is up there in St. Peter's Basilica. There's hardly anybody who understands because of these lying fucking ass white people who talk about they are president in America. They call it United States of America. We don't know because they use the church and inundate our cerebrum and our cerebellum. We don't know the world. We don't know ourselves. That's the problem. So here is a piece of the history that these scientists have written. It's going like about 9-10 years now that they have done the research in Africa. But I was on Facebook and they would not allow me to share the link of this science report. They want the African people to stay dumb. These scientists, it's a group of them. It's a group of them that went there and spent, I don't know how many years they spent there doing the research over there, but all I can tell you that this is another, or this is maybe apart from Africa itself sitting there as a continent. I think this finding of these scientists is the most palpable evidence of the story of Adam and Eve. It's not what you're reading in the Bible. But you see where the Bible is at. You see that we all have a copy of the Bible in our house. We buy a Bible. You see why we must move and totally evacuate all African white people. It doesn't matter how you think that it might be impossible. Just stop going to their church and stop voting for them. You see what Trump just did the other day? That the voting that you did, you just come that close to not having your vote count. And now they're still working on it. You're lucky. You know, the God's on our side. But if you're not, if you keep on going to church and believe in Jesus Christ, you're going to be counted out. You're going to be counted out because it is falsehood. That's what these white people have been making money off over the past 2,000 years. And it is about time that we come to our civilized senses. All right. So it is here in the World History textbook how these white people come to be Christian and fooling us for all this long time. I'm not joking. If you think I'm joking, well, I tell you, I'm not joking at all, okay? And the truth must prevail. The truth will prevail. Don't let your truth fall into the streets. The battle to the gate. And I'm telling you, I'm giving you the clue to this whole paradigm of madness. And that is stop going to Christian church, meaning church, period. It's not a civilized thing, okay? On all that you have under the bureaucracy of A.D. Anno Domini is not your government. It's not your government. And if you're not interested in knowing your government, well, it's up to you too. But remember this, you are created an hybrid person. And you probably don't even understand what an hybrid person is. But I tell you, begin to read. Because if you sit there and begin to think that, oh, there's nothing to what he's saying and blah, 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 but you don't want to go to heaven, right? Now, isn't it foolish for these white people to come and invade where we are and take over everything from us? And in America where you are today, that's what is happening to you. You have no inalienable rights. They do whatever they want to do with you. They do it to Saddam. Imagine the great ruler Saddam. They kill him because they have nuclear weapons. They go to Libya. They kill Gaddafi. And Africa don't say nothing. Africa watch these white people, you know, I do think the kind of bondage that they put us in, they fuck a lot of our people's ass. You see, and probably you stick and rot their ass too. You ever hear they talk about they're using, they're torturing prisoners and all that? Listen, all of these things, our ancestors and Africa, they have given us over to these sodomites. If we don't have the explosive Elohim blood inside of us, well, we don't have anything to help us. But if we have that, and I said to you, stop going to your church. I say, stop voting for uncivilized president. It is not our president. We don't have president as government. We don't have president of anything. We have kings. Okay? And kingship uses anybody to serve as the government. One thing is for sure, in Nibiru, where the gods came from and come to earth, you have the king of Nibiru. And that king is the king over earth. Anu, okay, is the king. And he has a spouse. And there is no reference that she's the queen. There is no reference that Anu's wife is a queen. He tell you, refer to her as his spouse. You know, here we talk about spouse. That's where it come from. It come from them. And their government that they brought here and service the old trunk of them that work here, that government was given to us. Now, for us to make these fucking ass white people play their tricks of hominins on us and interbreed of us and totally destroy us that we no longer operate a civilized kingship government on earth? How about that? Now, if you were to put somebody from the white species, hominid, in front of me, they'd not be able to represent themselves at all because they have absolutely no jurisdiction to leave Europe and come to African territory. They have none. And the only way they get to do this is because they have somebody stupid as these folks over Africa. Who's supposed to be running the government? You never see anything happen like this anywhere. All right. So I need to read you this little piece of history of the scientists that go, the scientists that go into South Africa and discover a place that's been sitting there over the last 200,000 years, a metropolis. And can see graphically the place where it all happened. And it is not a joke. I mean, they spent over 450,000 years over there in Africa doing all sorts of things on this planet and make this planet a pleasant place to live, including the four rivers in Africa. That started the civilization for us, you see. When you read about how the first big civilization started for us, not for white people, not for them, And we are the ones who is causing them to come and take over everything from us, because you hear me talking about this stuff right here. Now, have you heard anybody talk about this? All those Marcus Garveys and all these other guys who are writing, and do you see they bring us to a moment where things must change? No, they have not. They have not. They talk a lot of good things, but that's not how you make changes. You have to bring the appropriate words, argument, that you only want to give it once. You're not doing it twice and over and over and over again. No, 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 no. Because you know what? The God's going to do something. Once you make up your mind, you don't do anything for somebody who don't want to do the right thing or just promising you. No. You see, when somebody really make a presentation, make up their mind to act, well, that's the time things begin to happen. We are now voting for these, faggots, white people, and look up to them. And why? Because we are ignorant. We are ignorant, and we are scared. I am not scared. You can assure me what is going to happen when you are scared. Is that you stay where you are and stay put, right? And you won't see what to do. And you have no power that is working with you because you're scared. All the things that these white people have done over all the time that we know, that's about all what we get for being scared. Right? And don't care to learn to dismiss our ignorance. Right? And everything is there for us that they are having. And they are taking it and say, well, it's theirs and it's not ours. And tell you about a constitution. And the constitution say this and constitution say that. Of course, I get some things about, you know, about me and my life on my computer. And it's a good thing I have somebody who can tell me when it's a spam. Because some of these things they are telling me about something that, my own business, and they tell me them this and that, and it's to see the way the world is going, my friends. I tell you something: get out away from the Bible and Christianity and the politics of these white people. They need to go back to Europe. All of what they have about the army and the navy and something like that, and this guy. Don't differentiate these talking white people and think that they are different. You know, like Russia, Putin is over there on the other guy. They're on their own, you know, but all along they're always going and killing out African people. It seems like it's slowing down now. They're turning on their own, you see, because they're idiots. They're fucking ass people who start to talk, you see. But the time will come when they will have to leave our territory alone, okay? This, of all that they've been covering up and keeping us muzzled and stuff like that, you will see what's going to happen. This is one of the things that they are suppressing right now. This, what I'm reading here to you. International Research Society welcomes our newest member, Michael Tellinger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization. Who are they? An ancient civilization, southern tip of Africa, is continued efforts and analytical sacrifice, a approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. Scholars, referring to homosexual scholars, have told us that the first civilization on earth emerged in a land called Sumer, some 6,000 years ago. They are lying. They are lying. Now, something that you are to take from this, what they mention here, that these white people calling themselves scholars, you know, with all of the universities and all the things, that is our money they take and build it, you know. Africa give it to them. Okay? So you think about what I'm saying to you here. They said that there is no history for the Sumerian existence. It's like they don't know where they come from. And it's today I am reading and realize they're lying. Because there are other factors in the whole history about us and about what happened to us. And church that has been brought in to really destroy our perception. You know, you can tell when you read an article and the white people, them writing the article, writing about who? Us. And writing about the Elohim too. They are tricky. They are smart. But guess what? Their smartness dry up like when a big shower of rain falls and then you don't see another speck of water coming down from the sky. And you see clear blue skies. These white people, the amount of things that they have invested their time and invest African money to dumb down the world into AD and Adamany. Listen to me. You would be shocked, surprised, and bewildered. And, you know, you have to find a way to settle your mind back to sanity. Because these white people are not what you think they are. That's not what you think they are. And why right now you see me, you're talking, and you think, look, I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. Okay? What I'm saying is unstoppable. I don't see Mount Everest standing up in front of me. I don't see that. I see the gods and what they have done on this earth and the people that they created, the ethnic group people, the Chinese, the Indians, the Arabs, the Hispanics, and all the rest of us are not white. We are not coming from apes. We are not coming from the rest of the apes and the primates. That's not where we're coming from. And the truth is here. So help me, dear gods. I am not going to know this truth and be afraid of these faggot people. Not when every possible power lies from above and we here are suffering the way we do. No, read about what people think about the gods and goddesses of old and not the foolishness that these sodomites are writing for us to destroy our minds with it. Okay? And don't seek knowledge, but believe into the foolishness that these fucking ass white people are writing to deceive us. Look at the way they have deceived us. It's not whether they do. It's that we know. I know. And if you don't know that, that's what they're doing when they talk about they are scholars.
You can tell when they are writing things that is against us. Because when when the writer here, the scientist, Michael Tallinger, when he write this, he brought in this and tell to you and I to know when they say scholars say this. You know, it is an uncivilized statement that only white people who say them as scholars would write answers. They are told that the first civilization begin. They said that now the scientist says, Michael, he says that they have found that Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. He's telling you where it is at. And it happened there, and you have things written about them, but these guys use the Bible to totally veil the truth about Adam and Eve. You see what I mean? And it is because they have written so many things that is plastering the truth, the face of the truth. That's why they are writing and say it is their civilization don't come from any place except the place called Sumer, 6,000 years ago. 6,000 years ago is when history of the Anunnakis, the Elohim, came to disseminate on the planet. The planet history does not speak of white people as civilized human beings. They are the first humanoid who don't speak. And the way they speak is something they did. It is in history. 100,000 years ago, they could not talk, and they have not talked naturally. What they did is something wicked against sapient species. Okay? It's in history. And it is easy to understand once you read it and see the timeline and everything like that. So now, Michael Tallinger and his companions of scientists, they go over to this place, and they go over to this place because one of these scientists used to fly over the area, because that place now where the gods, they go and do their mission in South Africa. It's about twice the size of Texas, he says. All right. And they have been over there for immense amount of time. And they had a space force here, and they used to fly out, go and come and transport things, and apparently have a sub base up in Mars and stuff like that. Okay? What I'm trying to tell you, big things happen in the Earth. But when these hominid interbreed with the white sapien, and then with the next subgroup of the sapien, this is when things go downhill with the people that the gods created in South Africa. Us, the hybrid. They didn't make the Neanderthals hybrid. They were just white sapien subgroup, right? We, the second subgroup, we were used to be a perfect human being. Okay? And we are at the base of white sapien. We were the third ice human in the human development. So we were created a higher level human being, and whereas the Neanderthals were much wiser, more clever than the white people, Homo erectus, we who came to be the hybrid, we the blood of the sapien was used, the DNA, to mix with the blood of the gods themselves. That's what makes a difference. This is the reason why these white people are envious of black people, because we are made from a product they don't have. So they find out that when they get to mingle with us and begin to have babies that talk, that's what create this generation of them right now today that we're dealing with. So when they learn to talk and they learn to read, they transform themselves. This is why we are having this problem here today. All right? So the scientist is letting you know. Whereas these science will write and tell you the truth as you will observe, I'm telling you. It's not like the Bible. They're telling you for real what happened. But they are showing us by this citation that scholars, against the evidence that he and his colleague find Elohim gods in South Africa, they are showing us now that these white people who call themselves now, you know, the educators of this modern time, is telling you that they say, their scholars have said, have told us, which means telling us African people that nothing else exists except, you know, the civilization in Sumerian, the Sumerian civilization. Now, they will not admit, you know, voluntarily, that civilization did not in Sumerian. It's not the Sumerian that started civilization. They started civilization on the human level. On the human level. But that's not over Iraq or Mesopotamia. It's not over Mesopotamia that civilization began, or that law and order began. Because it began with the gods over South Africa. So now, I am telling you that when you're reading, you can always tell when these guys are writing about us and telling lies, these white people, because they intend to turn the entire earth world into the masses on earth must be sodomites. That's what I mean to say. That's what they're working on. That's, if you read the Bible and you understand the Bible, you will find out there's no salvation plan in the Bible. None whatsoever. You see what I mean? It's monkey business. Because these people are coming from apes and they interbreed with us and get all this education and stuff like that and all the common sense with them have for over 3-4 million years. They are not an easy nut to crack. And if you don't know what you're reading and have it all together tight, you cannot move them. But they will know when you do. They will know. Anytime you move them out of place, they will know. And it has to be the reason why Twitter has not responded to my tweet. Because of what I told them. Okay? So now, I am here on, like, maybe the last of these establishments. But I am paying. I didn't pay Twitter to tweet over there. So, they're making money, which way they can make of us, you know, joining their institution. But now I'm saying to you that careful of what you're reading. When you see issues about the gods, polytheism, and paganism, be careful what you read. Because all they are doing is leading us down like a primrose path into the rabbit hole. And if you don't have a good sense of where you're coming from with good history, you won't know how to maneuver yourself when they are telling you this, that civilization emerged in the land called Summer some 6,000 years ago. You won't know where to go. Once they tell you that, conflict begin to like rock your brain and stuff like that. Now that I have read and I understand, certain parameters into the historic line of understanding, I smell them by a word, by just a word that say certain things. I can tell you that these guys, the criminals, is writing this. These white people. So, like I'm saying, if we don't get back to be who we are, they will always be controlling us. If we believe that they have a government, we won't resurrect our own government. Come on. We don't need to ask these guys, questions for nothing. Nothing. Only when we don't know how they come into our way, into our province. You see what I mean? If you have the truth to declare instant, fierce truth, if you have that, a person who know what you're talking about won't stand up and fight with you because they're going to get into trouble if they do that. You know what I mean? They better start mitigating their problem. Because when I say, as a little person who just do a little paralegal and stuff like that, you don't put any lawyer in the United States to tell me I am wrong. Because you know what? He's going to wind up being wrong. You see, because there is something here where he doesn't know and don't pay no mind. Most likely, they do not know. And when they start to begin to hear that these things do exist, they're looking for a place to hide. Because you cannot top, you cannot beat what I'm saying. So, it goes on to say, new archaeological and scientific discoveries made by Michael Tellinger, Joanne Enney, and a team of leading scientists show that to be not the case, as Michael researches and reveals. The mysterious ancient stone structures by a vast area of ground at the southern tip of Africa. Adam's calendar, now referred to as Enki's calendar, is the flagship among millions of circular stone ruins, ancient roads, agricultural terraces, and thousands of ancient mines left behind by a vanished civilization, which we now call the first people. It never began in Mesopotamia. Civilization did not begin
in Mesopotamia, and the history of where Sumerian came from is right here in this story. Because before the gods came here were the hominid white people in Europe and Asia. There is no civilized human being anywhere on planet Earth but the gods and they and the throng of their own kind that they brought here to Earth. So where do you think any civilized people come from? So the reason why these white people would tell you about or would find it good for them to say, well, they accept civilization, although they still don't accept that we are the people who comprise civilization. But, you know, they thought they're loose arguments, and not unless you were prepared to really strip them completely, they get away with a lot of things that they write, and many people have an opportunity to believe what they say because they lack any other knowledge. Now, send me to find where they are, because as soon as I start reading something, I know if they are writing that. I'm on Google and battling with them over there as well. And I tell you what, they are as drunk, you know, as those that are, you know, doing their fucking. Really, and they're talking a whole bunch of foolishness that shows that they don't make no sense. And factually, a number of times, they just stop answering to what you're asking them. Yeah, really. So I am telling you that it's a different time. It's a different time. And if you don't want to get up and get up on your spiritual 2 feet and get to know things, and enjoy your life in the right knowledge, you will be there with the Bible and Jesus Christ and, you know, and all this kind of stuff. When the Bible is spewing with all kind of lies that is easily discovered, if you just take the veil off your eye. So now I'm telling you that what is going on here now with the discovery of these South African scientists, and I tell you, I have the link for them. Anytime you want to know about this, you can come here in the show. I'll give you this link anytime at all. Now, so it goes on to tell you that Michael is telling you exactly what they found and what these scholars, so-called scholars, are talking about. You know, they're talking about their sodomite agenda. Really, that's what they're talking about. They have no business being on our territory like they are right now. And that's what I am come to do, is to tell them to get out. Get off of the African people. America, get out. You sodomites, get out. Get out before it's too late. Get out of Palestine before it's too late. Get out of Europe before it's too late. Get out of any place else that you know these guys are in Iraq and in Gaddafi's place there, Libya. They are everywhere. They are everywhere, all over African countries, because they're paying African money. Like $41 billion a year or something like that. Listen, there are a lot for us to know. And I'm definitely, I have everything inside of me to just do it. Because it's easy for me to do. Because when I understand something and I'm able to say it, you know, I don't have any reason to slow down. You see what I mean? Something like this is something that really makes me feel inspired, and I'm not doing it for a joke at all. This is the most serious, realistic stuff I've ever seen. And say, oh, well, wait a minute now. If I have anything going on, this is where it's at. This is where it's at. To have sodomite take over the entire world of humanity, civilized humanity. Oh, well, this is a challenge for me. Well, all right. I don't have anything else better to do than to trade with this, right? Because it's not hateful. It's about guarding our civility that, you know, that comes with our civility. I mean, with our species, a civility that comes with our species. These white people don't belong to us. They do their thing, and it put them where they are. Now, they're getting kicked out now by the truth that I am spewing, right? And if you don't want to know about it, you don't have to know about it, right? There is Enoch that was taken up, and I guess you read that in the Bible. See how they write that in the Bible? Yeah, because they know how to knead that like flour dumpling, right? And make you go into a different direction with what you know, what you think about, what you read about Enoch. What that have to do with you when they're telling you about Adam and Eve singing in a garden? They're not telling you about the real truth about Enoch. No, they have nothing to do with it, but they're using it to enhance their Bible. Fucking ask them. I said, get out, man. That's all I'm telling you. It's get out. Because guess, the energy in what I'm telling you is the gods. It's from them. That's what I'm saying. It's the reason why I am not concerned about what anybody is going to say or what they want to do. These fucking ass from their origin of way back there, they come now and fuck our species and totally infect us with their HR rhesus blood, man. And I'm saying, I read how we need to free ourselves from this whole bunch of nonsense. They don't have any government. If they have one, go to Europe with it. That's what I have to tell you. Go back to there. Go back there with it, right? Because right now, something is up against you guys, and that's what I am telling you about. Go back to where you come from. Okay, no matter how you feel and you are up in the world and stuff like that, I'm telling you, get out of our territory. Because I am not backing up one inch, because I don't see anything to back up about. My end is my end, and the gods know what my end is. And other people's ass. Why should I respect or no? You tell me, why should I respect or no? And what you have done to our species. It's in writing. It's in history. All right. So, Michael Tellinger telling us what they have discovered. And he says, new archaeological and scientific discoveries made by Michael Tellinger, Giannini, and a team of leading scientists show that to be not the case, as Michael Tellinger researches and reveals. The mysterious ancient stone structures that occupy a vast area of ground at the southern tip of Africa. Adam's calendar, now referred to as Enki's calendar, is the flagship among millions of circular stones. You mean millions? A place twice the size of Texas State. Yes, millions of circular ruins, ancient roads, agricultural terraces,
and thousands of ancient minds left behind by a vanished civilization, which we now call the First People. These settlements cover most of southern Africa. An area about twice the size of Texas. They carved detailed images into the hardest rock, worshipped the sun, and were the first, and we were the first Hold a second. These settlements cover most of southern Africa, area about twice the size of Texas. They carved detailed images into the hardest rock, worshiped the sun, and were the first to carve an image of the Egyptian Anka, key of life and universal knowledge, thousands upon thousands of years before the Egyptians ever came to light. My friends, you can't remove the truth out of this. And I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And let me go over to the central theme, and I'm going to take a little breather and want to play you one of these Nat King Cole melodies. Let's see. Okay, I have it now. Nat King Cole, Stardust.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new. And each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Okay, now I am back, and I have a whole lot of stuff, you know, inside of me right now. I'm overwhelmed. I am overwhelmed. I feel like a big caterpillar tractor, you know, just moving forward to clean up all of these debris. That is, you know, to clean up off this latter land. You see? Because what these white people are thinking is definitely not reality that is written into World History textbook. No. So let's go on and hear some of this. Puritan AD Jesuit. New World Order. Cramp paralyze the black people brain. Yes? Say it, repeat it maybe a little more smoothly. Puritan, AD Jesuit, New World Order, cramp paralyze the black people brains. The Scandinavian adopted Romans of Italy Republic was the era of ancient Roman civilization, beginning with the overthrow of the Roman Etruscan Kingdom. You know, we have to call it the name that they call it. Traditionally dated 509 BC. It's really the, yes, it's the Roman. Yeah, so they call this guy Etruscan. I don't accept it. They're talking about the overthrow of Roman Etruscan. You see, they're putting Roman Etruscan. They're putting in Etruscan in it, but from my reading, Etruscan don't really have anything to do with it. If this guy, the king, who Lucius Tarquinius, they call him another name that I suspect is not a nice name. They are calling him about Super Boss, but his proper name is Roman. Lucius Tarquinius, Roman Lucius Tarquinius. You see, no, nothing else to it. But they have Lucius Tarquinius. They don't want to call him Roman. Sometimes they make reference to him as Roman, but sometimes they just do not, right? Because they don't want to say, they don't want to like, accept that they really overthrow this king. They want to pass it on to other people. That's what these white people do. Whilst they still having evidence on the scene and in what they are dealing with, what they are denying, they are the one who are owner
of what they deny. Okay. So this is talking about now, before we have certain serious problem with white people, because we do begin to have problem with them since they were reading and learning things earlier on in the Bronze Age. We have a lot of problem with them, and they were going around unidentified. You know, they don't identify themselves as Europeans. They wear camouflage. They wear a lot of camouflage. Like in the case, they took the Roman king military and called themselves Romans and decide now not to call the king Romans. That's what they do. And they think that, you know, they can fool around until the time comes, like now. Like now. You know, it's a charge that is being, I am leveling at these white people who say they have a government, or AD and Adama. They don't form no government whatsoever. It's just at the time when African people need their government to protect them, and there was nobody to protect us against villain like these white, sodomites. And these sodomites managed to get Africa to give them the right to go out and do all the things that they have done so far to us and make a funny law and talk about, and make law to take away all what we have, to kill us if they are to, and to force us to be Christianity. Our African government did that. And see, it didn't run too long later on in the 1998 or something like that. They begin to be governed by democracy. Imagine all of these years, thousands of years, look into the world history textbook and see what kind of a government is there in the world history textbook for Africa and how African people live and everything like that. And yet still, we have now our African government gone into sodomite democracy, Cleistene and his gangster friends. Then he was some lawyer or something in a dear institution, because they set up themselves ready long time to take control, because you're talking about 100,000 years ago since they interbreed and turned a nation unto themselves with the blood of the gods. So they have very, very high intelligence to do certain things. But they will never get away at the level and the rate that they do things, because they are sitting ducks right now for somebody who's going to come up with sufficient sense to read history and see what they did. And, like I say, no lawyer in America is worth anything more than what A.D. Anadamani say. You see what I mean? A.D. Anadamani. Why, if it's not important, why they bring it in? Why? You see? And why they use it to kill us and to take away all of what we have? And why they did not run and follow us 100,000 years ago when we were coming out into the West? Why they didn't follow us? They couldn't follow us because that was the time when they couldn't speak a word. They couldn't speak. They were making stone tools. And those times, what they did, though, they watch out for what was available to them. They have already done overthrow the Neanderthals and interbreed with them and look like nice-looking, sexy human beings now. So all they need to do is to talk. So they may well know exactly what they were doing. You see what I mean? It's not like something that just happened by their chance. They had good sense of what they were doing and see what could happen. You see, and they come now and destroy our sapien. And the point is that we are a species to ourselves. We don't come out of their species. That's the thing. So they decide to really muddy up our senses about who we are. You see? And lie about what happened and what not happened. So we will have to come up to our senses in order to, like, to get rid of all of this stuff. And then we don't have no bomb or nothing like that. But I tell you what, I don't need no gun or nothing like that. I don't need anything they got. I just need my clean, created cerebrum and cerebellum. That's all I need. Okay? And let these people drop from out of the skies where they thought they made their home. They'll find out. Don't play around with the gods. Don't play around with them. Because they well know the days when they used to follow the institution of the gods and kingship and all these things that are they are trying to follow today. They're just wrongly emulating us. Education, science, and every single thing. But I don't need to explain that to you. Because you know that these people, they come from hominids. They come from the apes and the primates. That's where they come from. It's the interbreeding that makes all the difference here. The interbreeding. They getting talking babies from us, not the Homo sapiens. Oh, no. I missed that one. Not from the Neanderthals. That name is something. I have to go a certain place into my brain for that name. Yes, the Neanderthals, who is one of two subgroups of wise sapiens 250,000 years ago when they came about. So who created them is who created them. You'd have to read and know the information that deals with back there. But now, as for the information as to how we are affected and when, that's what I'm dealing with. Okay? And these white people, if they think that they are better than me to talk about law of the Elohims and antiquity, if they are better than me, well, they will succeed. But if they're not better than me, they cannot succeed. Tell Twitter to answer my tweet. Okay? I was on LinkedIn a few months before they realized that I was doing something to their community standard. According to them, I was showing they are not our community standard. They don't business here. Anything I was saying on LinkedIn, it wasn't anything vile. It was something noble. Same on Facebook. But, you know, and what they did was decide to, like, I mean, push me out. Yeah, succeed in pushing me out. Oh, yeah, that's the way the plan is. Yeah, well, I'm out. I'm not there, you know, on their so-called community standard. All right. But LinkedIn amuses me because I was there and doing all right until I get a letter from them that they have to suspend me. And if they to open up my account, I will have to prove this and prove that and stuff like that. But while I was there, one of the members said to me that he warned me that, you know, these folks don't play, you know, that stuff I am into, and that I will get other people in trouble who are my friends, you know, because these sodomites don't want to grovel at their roots, you see? And they, if they know somebody, connect with somebody, they're going to, like, try to do something and to, you know, like, you know, pull them away from me or something like that. But I wasn't looking for no companion. I was talking serious stuff that regards to civilization. You see what I mean? And I it was nothing personal that I was communicating. You know? So I, you know, was boot out of LinkedIn too. Yeah, I wasn't expecting it though, because I thought they were cool, more cooler than that. But now I am put out from YouTube too. They bumped me out. However, they cannot stand up to the argument that I'm giving them. And because I am just one person, I'm not in a group with nobody. I am going on my own. The gods are my creators. And I really don't need a group to function. Okay? Because the truth just needs to be heard. And if I alone can make the truth be heard, I don't need any companion. Other people can do what they are inspired to do as well. I don't stop anybody from establish the truth the way they know it to, right? So as far as I'm concerned, yeah, I take up this as a responsibility. It's an incumbency to me to take up this cause and show that these white people are honest fuckers. Okay? So they are honest fuckers and come out that day and dress up like us and talk like us and take away everything we have and make it and enrich themselves and push us to the gutter and we don't have anything and make the world see we are nothing. That is over with. That is over with. So now, here we go with this portion. As I'm telling you now, these white people are no sign of anything. So you have to come with the force to drive them out. And it is not the gun that they have. I don't have no lethal weapon at all. You know, I mean, to like defend myself. No. We all have to use some kind of weapons to do things, but not to like go into a fight or not like that. You know, a pickaxe and stuff like that, you stick it in the ground and plow up and thing like that. But you know, I mean, some people use pickaxe and kill other people and do all kind of madness, you know. But look, I'm telling you, like, serious stuff. We're talking about principality and power now, and what is the government to take government now? I can't be alive and allow these fuckers to talk about they have A.D. and Adam and the government, and it's not true. And Jesus Christ and John the Baptist and all this kind of stuff, and have us believing these kind of stuff. No, it's not true. And if they know what I know, they pack up and go back to where they come from. You see what I mean? Because right now, they are right there sitting with that Pope, Sodomite Pope up there, in St. Peter's Basilica. Yeah, 2,600 years ago. They have him there. Right? And imagine them achieve that all these kind of stuff to do because Africa allowed them to do it. Now, Africa cannot stand in the way because we're not asking them for nothing. You see, because I don't realize that they are, you know, they scum. They scum. Sell us and, you know, God bless those of us who escape or come to have any little sense. Yeah. So let me continue to this and tell you. This is when I saw, when I read this and see what happened with the king. I mean, I didn't see this thing when I just come upon the information. I am still in a daze. I'm still, you know, wondering. But after, you know, I threw my card on the whole thing and look on that over there like this and time, bring time together and happenstance together. And I find out that there is no way Africa was mining the God's business on kingship government. They could not have been doing this when these sodomites here who are just coming out of nowhere with so much atrocities, and what they do to earn the ability that they have is impossible for them to do it alone, right? And come to the point where they now are able to talk and know to go and learn to read and write and learn our civilized skills. I know that when I read that these white people go to Africa and begin to build up street hospitals and schools and church and all that, I just know that they are in bed with Africa. There's just no way. When they kill Saddam, when they kill Gaddafi on African territory, and Africa didn't do anything, I know that was a giveaway. Then the next thing, they sell us in a ship to these guys, and they write a Bible, and they do anything with the African character, place, and thing. And these guys, Africa, don't do nothing at all. So I know from there that we were on our own. We were going to perish. But if we awake to the agenda that creates us, we can survive. And that's how I see it. So I sit here. They decide now to come in and kick out the king with African help. Right? They just stand low and don't pay no attention and let these guys go over there and do their thing. 509 BC and ending in 27 BC. So that's when they're saying their republic began in 509 BC and ending in 27 BC with the establishment of the Roman Empire. The Roman ancillary group known as Puritans invaded American continent and overthrowing the ethnic Indian government. Kingship government, man. That's all there is on earth. To become a republic. You see? That's what they did. How do they overthrow our government at so many different points to become a republic? What is the government in power at that time to give them republic status? So this is what they do. And they're going to take it breath by breath. And you're going to see how they come. Yes? So they come here and overthrowing the ethnic Indian government to become a republic in September 1787 AD. That is like 1787 years after they created A.D. Anadamani. A.D. Anadamani is the power that give them sovereignty to do full government activity. That's what it is. You see? They have judgment upon every single thing that exists in your life. And that's what Africa allowed them to do. Now, if you're hearing this for the first time, call me on the show, man. Don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. I'm willing to talk to anybody, but this is the research fact that is there for anyone to read. A.D. Anadamani era. They are Caucasian people that became officially anti-civilized. Anti-civilized group in 600 BC. Take note of the fact that the world was populated going 200,000 years ago, civilized with ethnic people. It was 200,000 years ago with ethnic people. The entire human culture, without exception, was polytheistic, pagan. By sole reason, the gods and goddesses originated the ethnic hybrid people. A taxonomic, wise sapiens, prehistory human beings. Remember, I used to fall for when they talk about Homo sapien or Homo sapien, and realize in my research, Homo is not correct to use on sapien or sapien, because Homo is not a prefix for such word or name. You see, and they're doing these things to our ignorance when we don't know that we belong to the second species in the human existence. They are species hominid, and we are species wise sapien. And then when we are hybrid, we become wise human being, sapien, double sapien. This is exactly what the fact is, as is known on planet Earth. Polytheism is not a church. It is not a church establishment, but an academic university which educate all humans by explaining civil knowledge to all forces of nature and the fact of people's own existence. That is what world history records. Okay? After the 200,000 years come, after the 2,000 years, after the 2,000 years, come the Yamnaya culture, European, began to invade the ethnic people government settlements, establish church using aberration called the aberration called Jesuit Jesus Christ Bible. Yes, they have overthrown, killed, steal wealth, and destroy in large part the history of the ethnic people. Make bogus AD laws to relocate them into economic distress permanently. There is no more polytheistic kingship, good, orderly human society. But division
of race and general hatred, violence, guns, and drugs, poison, and mental institutions. That is unprecedented. They have destroyed the heart and soul of the ethnic people forever. And my friends, there's a lot here in the book that I wanted to read from you, to read something for you. But you know what? There's a lot that I have told you, and I think you'd enjoy hearing about the civilization begins. Civilization begins in Mesopotamia. Now, it's misleading, see, because the white people who are writing and moderating this world history textbook, they're writing a lot of things to mislead the following generation of our destroy our posterity. That's what they do. So when they talk about civilization begins in Mesopotamia, they're setting a concept that there no civilization don't begin anyplace else, and it's a lie. So you have to be careful when you're reading this world history textbook, though it has a lot of good things in there. But you have to be careful, all right? Because they're going to bury a lot of good things in here among this deception here, like they talk about civilization begins in Mesopotamia. That is like you reading in Genesis 1, about in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. It's a similar kind of crookedness these white people are doing. So these are the bullets, the word bullets that they are going to run into whenever they are being asked. You know what I mean? Like, they can't answer about Adam and Eve in a garden because that is a historic thing. And they are not writing the history. They are writing their own, synagogue of the devil scripture. That's what they're writing. It don't belong to us in any kind of way. All right. Now, if you want me to tell you more of these things in details, I will tell you, because, look, repetition makes a lot of things, sinks in so much better when you hear it, when, you know, it need more rerun in order for it to settle. And so it is with me. I know it may be so with many other people. Good when you catch it the first time, it's all right. But for those like me who needed to hear it more, you know, I will do it some more. I'm never weary in this. All these things are set here, and all over the world, these white people are behaving like, oh, they are the cream and are the, you know, everything here. And we're going to prove by history and with Bible, they are not. They are not. And they're, what tops it all is their A.B. Anadamani that is stricken. You know, I mean, it's not in our African territory and under our legal jurisdiction. They don't belong here. And that's just the fact. It's not just talking hot here. You see, it's they don't have any history for themselves. You see, they want to make it like, no, they also come from Eve. You know, that the mitochondrial Eve. How can white people come from mitochondrial Eve when their ancestor at first is from way back in 3 to 4 million years ago? How can they come out of the science Mitochondrial Eve. Eve is only two, and they say that Eve is 200,000 years old too. You know, I mean, whatever specimen them taking. They say it's
200,000 years old. Eve. That's when we were created in South Africa. I mean, oh, they must be want to come around, but they don't realize that, you know what? I am as good as a detective. And it may be just me. It may be just me. You see? Because how long you think these white people can go on and talk about day of government and republic and all that? They don't have no such thing. And I have the instrument, the legal instrument to prove it. You know? And any one of these instruments proves it. And if you put the two of them together, it's so much better. It's so much a fit blend. But it is not joke. If you are affected by what I'm saying and you want to talk seriously, I have time to talk to anybody who want to have a conversation with me. And anybody can write me. Write me for real. Because I am not playing with nobody at all. Write me for real at www.TimothyAldred.com. And that's, you can tell me anything you want, because number one, you know, I'm not taking your connection to deal with nobody else. What I'm talking about here, if you don't think I'm serious, I can only tell you I'm serious. And if you have any sensory feeling that I am not, don't bother with me. You know, you have to be led. I met people before who want to meet me when I just began and on the radio and stuff like that. I had the book out, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man, Never a Sinner. You know, and people come and meet me and, you know, be around for a while until I guess they have enough of me. And that's the way it should work, because I don't have anything to, like, draw a group behind me. I don't have none of that. I just have me and my thoughts of the gods and what I come to realize. And I'm wholehearted here. We don't need that. We don't need that type of we only need political unity. Okay? And I don't mean white people political unity, because they don't have no politics for us. If you don't know that we have lost our inalienable rights to them long time ago, 400 years, I mean, wherever, well, it's, you know, it's long before it even reached here, because they started that first attack in Rome, Italy. Okay? So they've been many hundred years before they get to America here. About some 700 years or more, 800 years before they come to get to America. But they were in Egypt, they're in Palestine, I mean, maybe almost 200 years. And, you know, when they come to America, you know, back in the 16th or 14th century or something like that. Yeah, but I am telling you, my friends, that we have something to know. And that's what is holding us back. And I'm telling you, pushing you along. Don't go to church. It's a waste of your life. No joke about that. That's what they are depending on. They are depending on our ignorance to support what they're doing. And I'm telling you, once you know the truth, you don't feel funny anymore. Okay? You feel funny when you want to know and you feel hungry and you feel all kind of misery. But look. You are someone that don't fear no foe, and I'm going to tell you like it is. I'm going to tell you like it is. That makes me feel the way I do. And no strings attached, like I say. I'm not looking for company. I'm looking for people who are serious, like me, to uphold the precept of the gods that surround us with the rain, the sun, and the temperature and everything. Yeah. Get yourself independence. Get yourself some independence in what you think, the way you read, the way you communicate, and so forth and so on. But this is the right way
to think and to feel is with the history itself. I will go back and also enjoy myself and continue to take in these energies inside of me. All right? Take care and hope that we'll be on the next edition.